Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies. Jerusalem will see mild temperatures. Eilat is sunny and warm. A lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, CENTCOM reports the Iranian ship refused to stop for 6 hours, according to Israel Hayom, from earlier today. Also, Hezbollah attacked UNIFIL soldiers during a ceasefire, the IDF confirms. This comes from a Jerusalem Post report from earlier today. Also this hour, Iran denies engaging in talks with Pakistan as Israel braces for potential renewed conflict. Ynet covered this in the past hour. Separately, a U.S. Senate candidate from Michigan likens the Israeli government to Hamas. This story aired on Forward earlier today. And finally, the IDF states over 150 Hezbollah operatives were killed before the ceasefire. This comes from I-24 News from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. An interactive Middle East map has been updated reflecting IDF control zones. This update comes from amk.mapping just minutes ago. Joe Truesman, an analyst, reported a mass funeral in southern Lebanon for fighters from Hezbollah and the Amal movement, occurring earlier today. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, notes Iran is losing significant revenue due to ongoing operations. This was posted just minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories, starting with CENTCOM's report about the Iranian ship. The U.S. Central Command has released footage showing their destroyer's engagement with an Iranian vessel. The ship allegedly ignored orders to stop for 6 hours. This highlights ongoing tension in the region's maritime routes and the challenges of enforcing maritime security. Turning to the attack on UNIFIL soldiers, the IDF confirmed Hezbollah's aggression during a ceasefire, an event that led to the death of a French UNIFIL soldier. French President Emmanuel Macron has held Hezbollah accountable. This incident underscores the fragile nature of ceasefires in the region and the potential for escalation. Meanwhile, Iran's denial of talks with Pakistan comes amid U.S. pressure. Tehran remains firm against negotiations, while Pakistan increases security. With mixed media messages, Israel remains on alert for potential conflict. This situation complicates diplomatic efforts and regional stability. Separately, there is controversy in the U.S. political sphere. Abdul El-Sayed, a Michigan Senate candidate, has compared the Israeli government to Hamas. This comment, aired on Sunday, has sparked debate over U.S. perceptions of Middle East politics. It highlights the charged rhetoric in American political discourse about Israel. And finally, the IDF reports significant Hezbollah losses before the ceasefire. Over 150 operatives were killed in the final strikes. This development impacts Hezbollah's operational capacity and may affect future ceasefire negotiations. On the economic front, first, Nvidia shifts focus to meet rising demand for AI technologies, leaving gamers sidelined. This move, reported by Mariv Business, highlights the growing influence of AI on global markets. Separately, the ZIM shipping strike continues, impacting a major sale to Hapag-Lloyd and FIMI. CTEC reports that labor disputes could delay the $4.2 billion deal. And finally, a new solution aims to ease the backlog of international shipments to Israel. Israel Hayom Business reports efforts to streamline air traffic operations, potentially relieving shipping delays. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.